This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Bahrain's envoy in Baghdad was attacked today, shot and slightly wounded as he headed for work. The shooting follows the weekend abduction of Egypt's top diplomat in Iraq. There's been no word on his fate since he was seized by gunmen as he stopped to buy a newspaper on a Baghdad street. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro joins me now from Baghdad. What about these attacks on Arab diplomats?
Well, the first took place on Saturday when top Egyptian diplomat Ihab el-Sharif was snatched. Now, he hadn't been officially named as ambassador here, but the Iraqi government had said that Egypt was expected to be the first Arab state to name an ambassador to this country. Today, there was an attack on Hassan al-Ansari, Bahrain's envoy here. That tiny Gulf state is a close American ally and home to the U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet. Gunmen opened fire on the envoy's car in the upscale neighborhood of Mansour. One of the bullets reportedly pierced his hand. Now, we spoke to Iraq's Deputy Foreign Minister Hamid al-Bayani about these attacks, and he says he believes this may be a coordinated attempt to dissuade Arab countries from formally acknowledging the legitimacy of the new government here by appointing ambassadors. And he said it was a matter of very great concern. He also said, however, that these attacks may also have been targets of opportunity. Both men were traveling in vehicles that carried diplomatic plates, which made it easy for the attackers to notice them.
Now, a Sunni organization has appealed to Iraq's Sunni minority to participate in future elections following the boycott of last January's voting, when Sunnis boycotted it, of course. Talk to us about that.
Well, what happened today is that the leader of the Sunni endowment, Adnan al-Dulaimi, called for Sunnis to take part in the upcoming elections. The Sunni endowment is a part of the government. It also has as its counterpart the Shia endowment, and both bodies respectively oversee their communities in regards to the care of mosques and salaries of imams, etc. It's a very powerful position, but it is government-linked. However, the announcement is a boost in the attempt to involve the Sunni community in the political process. One of the members, though, of the hardline Muslim Clerics Association, which holds a lot of sway here, condemned the call in an interview with the Arab satellite station Al Arabiya. So clearly there are still some major divisions in the Sunni community, which is very splintered, but the announcement by Adnan al-Dulaimi from the Sunni endowment is seen as a very positive step.
And efforts continue to draft a new constitution. I mean, the deadline is approaching.
That deadline is August 15th, and there has been progress there, too. The committee that is responsible for drafting the Constitution is going to meet tomorrow, and they'll have with them, after a lot of haggling, 15 new Sunnis who have been approved finally to join the committee. The inclusion of those Sunnis on the committee had been delayed up until now because the majority Shiites and Kurds had accused nominees of links to Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath Party. So there had been a lot of to-ing and fro-ing on this issue, which was seen as very key to involve the Sunnis in the drafting of the Constitution. But it seems it's been resolved now. They'll will begin starting tomorrow to address some of the really tough issues on the Constitution, such as federalism, the status of Kirkuk, the role of women and religion. So that process is going to be started. We were told by a senior American diplomat that already almost 60, if not 80% of the Constitution has been agreed upon, but those last few sticking points are going to be tough.
And on another subject, Lourdes, you were just out with American troops looking for roadside bombs known as IEDs. What are they telling you?
Well, you know, going out with soldiers, we were on the very, very dangerous airport road with a platoon that had already suffered 3 casualties due to IEDs. And they said that, you know, a lot of the press revolves around car bombs because they're very spectacular, a lot of people die in them. But in fact, the greatest threat to American forces here is the roadside bomb. And so what they've decided to do now is actually go on foot patrol down the airport road, which, if you remember, is the scene of almost constant attacks. There was a car bomb there yesterday. There's shooting attacks and IED attacks there all the time. And they're actually going on foot, on patrol, stopping traffic and looking for these roadside bombs. They think this is the most effective way to do that. It's also highly dangerous, but they say it's one of the most important things that they're doing here.
Thank you very much. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro in Baghdad.